a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What a weekend it was, seeing some of the pictures of Taylor Swift rocking out the MCG. It sounds like there was an amazing atmosphere around that entire precinct. I mentioned last week that Dodsy was going to Matchbox 20 at Rod Laver Arena. She said it was just a brilliant night, a great vibe all around. However, I have one observation from the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Why are you expecting negative, Log?
No, I don't know.
You did go very negative straight away.
I really hope that you're not about to say. I really hope you're not going to reveal yourself as a guy that. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
You've got so much faith in me. However, you've probably got a right to think that it's going to be a little bit negative because I feel like I've discovered a new class in humanity, and it's the new biggest flogs in the world.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And it are those people, now follow me here.
I'm
just
scared.
Be patient.
Okay.
Who put on social media that they went to more than one Taylor Swift concert. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying and attacking at all those who went to more than one concert. I'm talking about the person who went to more than one concert and decided to flaunt it out there and put it everywhere.
Yeah.
And plus we're off to see and we're doing all this. There are those who couldn't go. There are those who just were so desperate to get a ticket. And it was almost like, I've been to two concerts. I'm going to put it out there for the world to see how good I am and to make those who couldn't go to the concert feel bad.
Yeah. Remember we had this discussion on the show right when the tickets first went on sale because we discussed whether it's okay to go to two concerts or three concerts when other people want to go. And there was a very half-half mix. People were like, nah, if you get and, you know, if you want to go and that's someone that you love, you go. But I'm with you, Lingy. I did see someone who is a family member and I love. But I saw that they went twice and, second night ready. And I was like, I was gutted because I really wanted to go.
Yes. So
I couldn't.
And I do want to clarify, those who wanted to go to 2, 3, fly to Sydney, go to Melbourne, do everything, and they somehow got tickets and they spent the money and they love Taylor, cool, go for it. Don't flaunt it, though.
Rub it in people's faces.
Yeah, don't put it out on social media. You know what you are? You are a flog.
Just
if you do that and you pump it into other people's faces, I'm not a big fan of yours.
Is it like fans who, when their team win, you know, 1, 2, 3 premierships on the trot and they're like, three-peat, three, and is that kind of the same vibe or not at all?
Like 3 and 5 years.
3 years apart or 5 years apart.
Yeah.
Not the same?
No, this is night after night of just here, I'm the best and you missed out.
Okay.
Bad luck.
Sounds like the grand final.
Oh.
I love Cameron Ling providing scathing social media commentary. Like he's seen any of it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So we are saying goodbye to the Subi, Jimmy James's car. And it's been with him and therefore with me as well for a very long time. Never let us down, the Subi. Never ever let us down. So because we're getting rid of it and we're taken to the wreckers, right? So it's sad.
How many Ks?
Over 300 and something. Yeah, but that's fine.
Oh, that's a great
innings. I've had many a car like that. Because it's never let us down, but now we've got a new old car. And
yes.
So there's no reason for us to have another car there. So getting rid of it. And we decided to take it on its last maiden voyage, take some photos with it, you know, because it served us well. We patted it the whole time. You know, because we're quite sad. And we decided to go down to Anglesey, got something to eat, and then went down to Point Rodite.
Oh, nice.
Had a bit of a swim and everything. And then the only problem is that Wombi, when we were in Anglesey, he had quite a big swim, right? We let him kind of swim out in the rock pools and all that type of stuff. Like, he was having a great old time. And he drank a lot of water, as he does.
Okay.
And he never understands.
Water.
Like, we would take a bottle of water to the beach, but he just doesn't want it. He will drink the salt water and we're always yelling, not fresh, not fresh.
I'll let you handle that one, Tom.
That's
No, he knows what fresh water is.
Okay.
No, because we teach him, we always say, every time we fill up his bowl, we say fresh, fresh.
Yeah.
And so he wants fresh water. And that's why we're always like, not fresh.
Clearly
he knows.
Clearly understands
he
that. Yeah.
Don't you dare.
How very con of you. Not fresh.
Not fresh.
Not fresh.
Anyway. So when we got back to the car, we gave him some water or everything. We're going down the windy roads, and then we got to the beach, and then Jimmy and I went to another beach, and then Jimmy and I went to go for a little swim. We went for a walk, but then Wombi, out of his bum, exploded water. Now this was on the beach around. There weren't a lot of people, but there were some people there. But it was like it was water, so it just what could I do? I couldn't. I had nothing to pick up.
Fresh or salt water?
Well, I think it was salt.
Definitely not fresh.
Not fresh.
Not fresh.
And so I was like, I looked around and I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? Pick up a whole thing of sand in a dog poo bag? Like, it's just, it's gone. It's just, it's there, but it's not. And I was a bit embarrassed. So I was like, oh, good wee. You could tell it wasn't a wee. No. You could tell it came shooting out of his bum. Anyway, then we went to the beach. Jimmy was swimming. I was laying on the beach with Wombi. Then he got up again and it just kind of fell out of his backside, just wet again. I was like, another dog. He just does it.
Going straight through him.
Straight through him. Then he vomited and I was like, oh, my poor baby. Anyway, we got back in the car and we were driving and I'd set him up like with some nice bedding and stuff. And then I looked back and he was sitting up and he was just staring at me, just staring. And I was like, are you okay, baby? Are you okay? And then I see him get up and spray the walls. Oh. Spray the car.
In the car, yeah.
In the car. Okay. We have a cage that he's in. I went through the cage. Obviously, the cage is not waterproof.
Yeah, sure.
Went all over my sneakers.
Cool.
All over these rocks that I collected. Don't worry about it. We'll get back to that another day.
It's just salt water, mate.
Well, yeah.
It's been through a dog, but it's still salt water.
I know. But then I just thought, the Subi didn't deserve this. No. It didn't deserve, but you know what? Never, ever have I before thought, okay, I'm going to crush that car now because that's gone.
Yeah.
And be able to actually do it.
Yeah.
Like this time, it's like that car, just burn it. Yeah. It needs to go.
Wouldn't be so sure. They've got standards. They've got wreckers have got standards. So they're like, no, I'm not taking this one.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's get blingy with it.
No, 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 no.
Let's get lingy, blingy with it.
No, 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 no.
Let's get lingy with it.
Well, we were talking last week, you and I, Log, while Tommy was away. You found an example of a Super Bowl winning ring.
Mm.
And it's a big American thing. They get rings if they win a Super Bowl.
Like that's their medal. Their premiership medal is a ring.
Yeah. Correct. NBA does the same thing. It's all about the rings. You know, Tom Brady's sitting there. If he's showing off his rings, he's got two hands worth. Well, seven Super Bowl rings.
But I didn't realise these
rings. I had no idea he was playing NFL for all those years with only seven fingers. That is impressive.
Very impressive. They're so big though. They're so big you can't close them. It's not like you could close. It's not like you could wear them.
Not practical, no.
Yeah, not practical at all. They're huge.
They are huge. I'm just Googling here. So a whole team set. Now this is, mind you, this is the 2015 Patriots rings. $5 million. So $36,000 per ring.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's probably ones that are worth more. They've got diamonds.
You looked up the Patriots. Like, was that just what happened, the team that happened to come up?
There's a photo of Tom Brady wearing all his rings.
Roger.
Well, how much would the premiership medal that you got be worth?
Priceless. I have no idea.
Boring
actually.
Answer.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Let's get evaluated.
Yeah.
But while we were talking about it, I happened to explain to you that when we won the 2007, 9 and 11 premierships, that the Geelong Footy Club very kindly got all of us players premiership rings.
Yes. And then I said, what? And he said, yeah, I got the bling. And I went, all right. So he's brought them in.
Do all teams do this or is this just the Cats thing?
No, the Cats, I reckon we were one of the first to do it. I've heard of a Hawthorn team that did it maybe through one of their three in a row or maybe a couple.
Okay.
I think it was a lot of influence from a few of our players loved their American sport.
Sure,
and just could we have another keepsake? The club said absolutely and did it. I've handed the two of you my premiership rings. They've been in the box or locked away for a long time.
Yeah.
Log, you've got the 2007 and 9 rings. Tommy, you've got the 11 ring.
Okay.
Open them up. Tell us what you think.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
2007. Can I put it on or would that be?
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Can I touch it? Yeah. Okay. 2007 looks like a very nice male dressed ring. It looks also like something maybe, you know when people make jewelry out of like VB cans and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and it's got like the logo like of what a VB can would have. But it says Premiers 2007 GFC or number 45 and CL on the side as well.
Open up the 9 one though, compare, because the 7 one's probably the plainest.
Yeah,
of the
rings. Sure.
But this looks like it could do some damage as well. Like if you hit someone.
Yeah, I've got the 11 one, don't I? This is the evolution. So this has got diamantes or diamonds. I imagine diamonds.
Yeah, let's say so.
On it, it says Premiers, and it's got the Cats logo imprinted there, and then underneath 2011. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 diamonds in the face of it. On one side there, there's a little sort of like an army badge shape impressed in the side of it, and it says CL for Cameron Lee.
Well, that's the same what he's got on this ring too.
And on the other side, there's another one, and it says 45 for Cameron Lee. Yeah,
Is the way that the diamonds are set in the ring you've got, Tom, similar to the Ray Finkel in Ace Ventura? Like the diamonds are in there, but they're not really, it's not like massive protruding diamonds.
No, it's flat. It's flat, they're set in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. The box I've got is the 2009 one. This is the final box. Mm-hmm. It is a lot bigger.
Yeah, I don't know why that box is bigger. No reason.
Just let's see about that.
Wowee.
All right. So what we're doing is we're going to Crown Casino, and I know a guy who can get you a good deal on a Cadillac.
Oh my goodness.
That's what this ring looks like. Actually, sorry.
I thought you were going to throw that.
Loggy was going to throw that then.
No, because I just thought he wanted to look at it, and I thought I haven't really looked at it yet.
So what they've done there, so that's covered in diamonds. So what they've done is they've gone 2007, look, it'd be nice if we did something a bit nicer next time. And then 2009 they went, hey, and then 2011 they were like, oh, we can't afford that again.
That
was ridiculous.
That's exactly what they've done. Oh, really? So you don't wear these?
No, I don't.
But you are going for date night this weekend, so would you wear them out and about?
Wear the 3 rings out? I don't know.
I'm sure Dodsy remembers that you're a premiership captain. You barely ever mention it.
Doesn't need the reminder. What are your thoughts on them? Are they cool bling?
Cool's a strong word. Yeah. I'd say, you know, wear them once a year.
They're nice to have. Again, I can see why you've sort of just kept them.
Yeah, they're beautiful keepsakes. Yeah. I'm not a wearer of
Hang on. 2009 is the big one. Finally, the middle child gets something. Good on ya. Yes, because that's how it would work, right?
You've brought it back to you somehow.
Middle child gets the good one. Amazing. Good for the kids.
Should have stopped at the first one then, if we're putting the kids' euphemisms on it. Just quickly, any messages on the inside of the two that you have?
Yes, it says, love thyself, you are beautiful, inside and out. Wow, how nice is that?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's the wonderful Adam from our digital department. G'day, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Ads.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Hey, you were in charge of running the Taylor Swift song off that we ran last week. How did that go?
That was a bit of fun. I think everyone had a bit of fun with it. Lots of Taylor Swift posting, so I'm sure all the Swifties are happy, and I'm sure all the people in the minority that don't like the Taylor Swift weren't happy, but that's all right.
That's all right. Everybody's got their own thing. Big week, though. Like, that would have taken its toll on you in terms of sort of workload and that kind of thing when you're posting quite a bit, obviously.
It was a tough week, I'm not going to lie. I got to Friday and was crawling to the end there with all the additional work that I'd given myself.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
You do such a great job. We love you. Can I just say that? We love Adam. I just need to say.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
So you're on the phone. You're not here in the office this morning, and you won't be today because you're working from home today. That's right, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So we got this email from you, and it said, morning, I've tried my luck with the trains this morning, but turns out I got none, so I'm heading home. I'll see you all in the product meetings, which we have every Monday. So thanks for sending that email through there, Ads.
Yep.
Yep, just did that on the fly at the train station, did you?
I had a feeling that this is where the call was going.
Because it says, I've tried my luck with the trains this morning, but turns out I got none, so I'm heading home, inferring that you are, in fact, at the train station sending the email. The thing with that, Adam, is that it arrived in our inbox at 10:52 last night.
Well, I just know, and I was saying good morning because I know when you'd be reading it. And I had a feeling that the V lines were going to be rubbish this morning, as they generally are.
Adam,
so I was preempting the inevitable outcome.
No, don't dig further, mate.
Oh, I love it, Ed. Okay. Don't back down.
And I said to Tom, I'm like, we can't do this. But we saw your email and we thought, hey, the jig's up, and that's cool. Yeah. We've all tried to schedule an email that hasn't scheduled properly. And I just want to know for my own sanity, is that what happened? You went to click Monday at 7 a.m. or something, and then you accidentally hit send instead of schedule?
Look, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I scheduled it correctly the first time.
Yeah.
And then I realised that I'd left some people off it, so I went back to edit it. and then once I finished editing, I was like, beautiful, all set up, I won't need to worry about it, I can turn the alarm off. I've clicked send, not realising that you have to reschedule it.
Oh mate, you are.
So I went to bed thinking about it, and I was chewing on it a little bit, but it is what it is. It was sent.
I just wanted, for the record, ads, I want no part of this. Yeah. I'm feeling so awkward right now.
Working from the Werribee office today, then, I believe, ads.
Yeah, the good old Werribee office. Yeah. It's where the best work gets done.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that you really tried to get to work today. Just that commitment is next level.
I tried very hard.
A+. Tom, Lingy
and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.